this individual was allowed to step out of line. He waved his arms and gesticulated while he spoke, that is to say, he acted, while the others merely stood by and sang. And he asked a lot of questions, which the bandmaster answered according to the roll of papyrus, upon which the poet had written down these answers before the show began. This rough-and-ready conversation, the dialogue, which told the story of Dionysus or one of the other gods, became at once popular with the crowd. Henceforth every Dionysian procession had an acted scene, and very soon the acting was considered more important than the procession and the meh-meh-ing. Aeschylus, the most successful of all tragedians, who wrote no less than 80 plays during his long life, from 526 to 455 B.C., made a bold step forward when he introduced two actors instead of one. A generation later, Sophocles increased the number of actors to three. When Euripides began to write his terrible tragedies in the middle of the 5th century B.C., he was allowed as many actors as he liked, and when Aristophanes wrote those famous comedies in which he poked fun at everybody and everything, including the gods of Mount Olympus, the chorus had been reduced to the role of mere bystanders, who were lined up behind the principal performers, and who sang, "This is a terrible world," while the hero in the foreground committed a crime against the will of the gods.